you live in the north part or on the northern edge, for God's sake, take cover.
That was the warning that many people in Topeka heard from WIBW-TV newsman Bill Curtis just before an F5 tornado ripped through the city 50 years ago today, June 8, 1966. The tornado, with winds estimated at around 300 miles per hour, destroyed more than 800 homes, damaged at least 3,000 buildings. Entire blocks in the city were completely wiped out within a few minutes. Almost every building on the Washburn University campus was destroyed as the violent storm ripped through the heart of the city. Surprisingly, though, only 16 people died in that huge storm. Many officials credit the city's warning sirens for saving lives that day. Many also credit WIBW-TV newsman Bill Curtis with spreading the word and saving many lives. Despite not knowing the fate of his own family, Curtis stayed on the air for 24 hours straight, reporting on the storm. Curtis told KPR's Kay McIntyre what went through his mind that evening.
It was on the ground, and it was churning and causing problems, and I knew that this was it. It was headed for the Capitol building, and between the Capitol building and where it was the university, hospitals, residences, subdivisions, shopping malls, and people. I knew also that what I said in the next few seconds would mean life and death. You just know it. And I blurted out a phrase, "For God's sake, take cover." And I think the serious demeanor communicated, I guess, pretty well.
Curtis, who also worked at one time here at KANU, is now heard on the public radio quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR. He said that WIBW received thousands of letters from residents thanking them for the warning and for the station's coverage of the storm. Curtis read from several of the letters.
"You saved my life. We were watching Lost in Space on CBS when you came on, and you know, your announcement caused us to go to the basement. We would have been killed if we had not been watching and watched you at that time. We just wanted to thank you." And we have thousands of letters.
You can find links to Kay McIntyre's half-hour special on KPR Presents on the Topeka tornado of 1966 with the full interviews of Bill Curtis and others. It's on the KPR website, kpr.ku.edu.